Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, is Psalm 121. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, even if you've never been there, if you look at a map of the land of Israel, a topographical map, a one that shows elevations, you will realize pretty quickly that most every road that leads to Jerusalem has to go uphill. If you come from the direction of the Mediterranean Sea, you're going uphill. If you come from the direction of the desert to the south, you are going uphill. If you come from the Jordan River Valley to the east, you are really going uphill. And in all of those, you have to come through the mountains. Now, you'll see them from a distance, but then you have to go up and up, and you have to go through them. And so it is that the Bible always talks about people going up to Jerusalem. And so people did by the thousands, especially for the three main festivals of pilgrimage: Passover, Pentecost, and the Festival of Tabernacles. And as people went up to Jerusalem with their friends and their family and their fellow believers, they would help the journey along by singing Psalms 120 to 134. Now, we have a similar thing in our church. We have a hymn book. Those are our psalms. And in our hymn book, you'll have noticed over the years that the hymns are grouped together with each other by topic. Some of the hymns will be under the category of the church. Others will be about the Lord's Supper. Others will have the theme of hope and comfort. Still others will have the theme of prayer, and so on. Now, the Jewish people back in the day had these 15 psalms, and they called them the Psalms of Ascents, as in the word to ascend or to go up, Psalms of going up to Jerusalem. Psalms are hymns to sing to encourage each other in their faith, because that's one of the reasons why we go to church. By our presence here, we encourage each other. But also to give a rhythm to their trudging, one foot in front of the other as they went uphill, taking their mind off of how steep it was, or how hot it was, or how dusty it was. Taking their mind off such things, but putting their mind on the Lord, because it was only with the Lord that you were going to get up to the holy city. And it wasn't just tiredness that was the problem, or exhaustion, or sore feet. Those things were all realities, but on the journey, you face dangers in those mountains, in those wild places, those empty places. Now, not dangers that we would think of, like falling rock or extreme weather. Rather, you might want to think about Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan, about the man who was traveling in the wild places between Jerusalem and Jericho, and he was set upon by robbers, and he was beaten and left half dead. There was a similar situation or concern in the book of Ezra, chapter 8, where Ezra, the priest, was coming back to the promised land to bring God's word to the people who were living in the promised land. And he came back and he had to travel through wild and desolate places. And this is what it says. He says, "Then I proclaimed a fast at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all of our goods. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and horsemen to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king, 'The hand of our God is for good on all those who seek him, and the power of his wrath is against all those who forsake him.' So we fasted and prayed to the Lord, and he listened to our prayer." The wild and empty places between the towns could be the haunt of dangerous criminal elements, robbers, bandits, kind of like the dark side of Robin Hood. It was a dangerous undertaking to take a road through such places, and so you would have a prayer. You prayed Psalm 121, "I lift up my eyes to the hills," or "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? And quite obviously, it doesn't come from the mountains that you have to go through. They're the problem. My help instead, and my protection, and my deliverance, and my guide, and my lead comes from the Lord, or it is the Lord. In short, the one that I look to in everything, I look to for everything. Like we say in the 23rd Psalm, you know the words, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so, Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Now, the words of that psalm, Psalm 121, read remarkably like a prayer that was written many years after that, a prayer attributed to St. Patrick. Now, when you hear St. Patrick, you think, of course, of Ireland, but St. Patrick wasn't Irish. He was a British Roman who, as a young man, was kidnapped by some Irish pirates, and he was enslaved in pagan Ireland. They brought him back to Ireland, and he was enslaved there. And he was badly mistreated. He lived out in the elements with the flocks that he was supposed to care for. But he escaped by the Lord's miraculous leading, and he describes that in his writings. But later on, God sent him back to preach the gospel to the very people who enslaved him. And that's a Christian thing to do. That's very fitting for a Christian person, because we have the message of pardon and peace in the cross of Jesus for the very people that mean us evil. What does the scripture say? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and so also our concern for others. Anyway, the prayer that St. Patrick would pray as he began each new day, at least that's the story, has been called St. Patrick's breastplate, like the armor that the soldiers would wear. It's actually quoted in our hymnal, hymn number 604. It says, I bind unto myself today the power of God to hold and lead, his eye to watch, his might to stay, his ear to hearken to my need, the wisdom of my God to teach, his hand to guide, his shield to ward, the word of God to give me speech, his heavenly host to be my guard. Against the demon snares of sin, the vice that gives temptation force, the natural lusts that war within, the hostile foes that mar my course, whether few or many or far or nigh, in every place and in all hours, against their fierce hostility, I bind to me those holy powers, the power of God. Now that's some praying there. That is a person that lived, or maybe we would say had to live, the words of St. Paul in Ephesians 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all things, to stand firm. And there is a person who knew for a fact the words of 1 Peter chapter 5, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith. And there is someone who knew that our fight is not simply the present troubles, our present miseries, our present dangers that belong to this current situation, but rather we have an eternal fight on our hands in which Satan would try to take away our life together with the Lord, making us suffer an eternal loss. And so, Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. And if you're a Christian person, you're going to do that a lot in this life, because there's a lot of hills ahead of you. There's a lot of mountains ahead of you. A lot of those that you have to go through before you reach the holy city of the Lord. And every roadway seems to be uphill, except for those places where the good Lord knows that you need a rest. And not only that, there's an awful lot of things that could be in those hills that could keep you from reaching the holy city of the Lord. So there are many dangers for the Christian person. But those dangerous and frightening things and those worrisome things, at least they have one good effect, and that is they simplify everything. They clarify everything. They make you ask, where does my help come from? And then you can answer your own question. My help comes from the Lord. Yes, as Ezra said, the hand of our God is for good on all those who seek him. And so, our psalm, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.